Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Exodus 32:1 says, "When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, 'Up, make us gods, little g, who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.'" I find that interesting. "As of this Moses, the man." Now, what they did is they began to look at Moses and what he did, and they forgot that God was involved. Big G. They wanted to go back to the worshiping like they might have done in Egypt. God proved that all those small g gods in Egypt were not worthy of being worshiped. How quickly we forget God's provision. God made it possible for 2 to 3 million people to cross the Red Sea overnight, destroyed the greatest army of that day, and fed and provided water in a desert for 2 to 3 million people. Now they want to serve a manufactured loser god. This may show how powerful the lessons learned as a child are. These people were in Egypt and most likely learned of many false gods, and now they wanted to create one of their own to help them through an anxiety where they thought Moses was creating. This would have been an excellent time for Aaron to step up and lead, renouncing gods other than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yet for some reason, he caved into their request. Sometimes we can get lost in the moment. We forget the past and the future. Our current afflictions begin to eclipse God's faithful provision, and we revert to a time of hopelessness rather than ponder God's ability and provision. We will always be among those who want to focus on what they can see, feel, and touch, and make decisions based on human understanding. We must be careful to remind ourselves of God, capital G, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is beyond what we see and far exceeds our understanding. Those who choose to revert to their empty past will shortly regret that decision, as will all those who follow their examples today. God proved himself faithful all the way from the beginning of time. If we don't see God as one who loves us and cares for us and is faithful and is worthy of our trust, then we don't know God. And I invite you to open up the book of Exodus and read it through and see how God proved himself to his people over and over again. As you love God and walk with him, he'll prove himself to you as well. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.